知行英语。Listen and share.
Guiding it. Guiding it.指引着我的手，我的手。I was in a hurry, irritated from a day at work, and in no mood to be driving to the family home for a dinner.That would no doubt involve an argument with my younger brother over soccer results. Yet there I was, at 7 p.m. on a soggy Sydney winter's evening, driving my dodgy little Sigma from my home in Cronulla to my mother's home in Engadine. It's a drive I have made more times than I can count. But this night, I arrived shaken, disturbed, and yet strangely comforted.On the highway between Sutherland and Engadine, a 90 km/h zone, with the music blaring and only my off-key singer to keep me company, I decided to change lanes as the exit was coming up. I put the indicator on, looked over my shoulder to make sure the lane was clear, and turned the wheel to move the car into the other lane.我匆匆忙忙地开着车，结束了一天烦人的工作，真不想回家吃晚饭。毫无疑问，吃完饭的时候，我弟弟肯定又要就足球比赛的结果和我争论了。晚上七点，在阴冷的悉尼的冬天，我开着自己这部小巧玲珑的西格玛轿车，从 Cronulla 的家回 Engadine 的妈妈家。这段路我已经走过无数次了，可是今天晚上，我直打颤。心里泛着不安，可又感觉到一种异样的舒适。从 Sutherland 到 Engadine 的高速公路限速每小时90公里，一路上只听得到刺耳的音乐声和我那跑了调的歌声。因为就快要下高速公路，所以我决定要换个车道了。我打亮指示灯，朝一边看看那条车道上有没有车，然后打方向盘，把车转进了另一条车道。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
I was in a hurry, irritated from a day at work, and in no mood to be driving to the family home for a dinner that would no doubt involve an argument with my younger brother over soccer results.
我匆匆忙忙地开着车，结束了一天烦人的工作，真不想回家吃晚饭。毫无疑问，吃完饭的时候，我弟弟肯定又要就足球比赛的结果和我争论了。
Yet there I was, at 7 p.m. on a soggy Sydney winter's evening, driving my dodgy little Sigma from my home in Cronulla to my mother's home in Engadine.
晚上七点，在阴冷的悉尼的冬天，我开着自己这部小巧玲珑的西格玛轿车，从 Cronulla 的家回 Engadine 的妈妈家。
It's a drive I have made more times than I can count. But this night, I arrived shaken, disturbed, and yet strangely comforted.
这段路我已经走过无数次了，可是今天晚上，我直打颤，心里泛着不安，可又感觉到一种异样的舒适。
On the highway between Sutherland and Engadine, a 90 km/h zone,With the music blaring and only my off-key singer to keep me company.
从 Sutherland 到 Engadine 的高速公路限速每小时90公里，一路上只听得到刺耳的音乐声和我那跑了调的歌声。
I decided to change lanes as the exit was coming up.
因为就快要下高速公路，所以我决定要换个车道了。
I put the indicator on.Looked over my shoulder to make sure the lane was clear and turned the wheel to move the car into the other lane.
我打亮指示灯，朝一边看看那条车道上有没有车，然后打方向盘，把车转进了另一条车道。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Irritated, I-R-R-I-T-A-T-E-D, 被激怒的，生气的。故事原文说到 ,Irritated from a day at work, 说的是故事中的主人公那天上班可能发生了一些让他不痛快的事情，心情很不好。Mood, 情绪，比如 In a good mood, 好心情。故事中的In no mood to do something, 意思是没有心情去做某事。Doubt, D-O-U-B-T, 怀疑。No doubt 是毫无疑问。Involve, 在这里做动词，理解为引起什么样的事情的发生，而且是必然发生。比如 This involves an increase of the national debt, 这样就难免使国债增加了。On a soggy Sydney winter's evening, 意思是悉尼冬天的一个湿冷的傍晚。这里要学习两个地方，一是在某一天的傍晚的说法，要用介词 on, 而要特别注意，如果只是表达傍晚的概念，要说 in the evening, 介词是 in。另一个要学习的是 soggy, S-O-G-G-Y 这个词。Soggy 是潮湿的意思，但在故事里面理解为湿冷的，因为那发生在冬天，所以这样理解与故事更加贴切。Dodgy little Sigma, 小巧灵活的西格玛轿车。Dodgy, D-O-D-G-Y, 形容词，同时也是个俚语的表达，意思是机灵的、巧妙的，用来形容一辆车，那自然是指灵活、容易操纵的了。Shaken,S-H-A-K-E-N, 浑身发抖的。Disturbed, 感到不安的。Comforted, 形容词，舒适的。故事中的主人公感到 strangely comforted, 说的是一种莫名的、说不清楚的愉快感。可能我们平时也会有类似的感觉。A 90 km per hour zone, 限速90公里的区域。Zone,Z-O-N-E, 区域。Off-key singing, 意思是唱歌跑调。Key, K-E-Y, 在这里不是钥匙的意思，而是唱歌时的调。Keep somebody company, 与什么样的人一起作伴，或者说陪某人。比如 She will keep company during the trip, 她会在旅途中陪伴你。Indicator,I-N-D-I-C-A-T-O-R, 指示灯。Lane, L-A-N-E, 在故事中是指公路上的车道。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
I was in a hurry, irritated from a day at work, and in no mood to be driving to the family home for a dinner that would no doubt involve an argument with my younger brother,over soccer results. Yet there I was, at 7 p.m. on a soggy Sydney winter's evening, driving my dodgy little Sigma from my home in Cronulla to my mother's home in Engadine. It's a drive I have made more times than I can count. But this night, I arrived shaken, disturbed, and yet strangely comforted. On the highway between Sutherland and Engadine,A 90 km per hour zone, with the music blaring and only my off-key singer to keep me company. I decided to change lanes as the exit was coming up. I put the indicator on, looked over my shoulder to make sure the lane was clear, and turned the wheel to move the car into the other lane.
Hold up.故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。